you're 100 steps back. When I'm trying to find a new attitude, you're the one who makes me sarcastic. I can't get rid of you even when I want to, cause you're dead weight the way you serve no purpose. Dead weight the way you drag me down. Dead weight the way I keep needing you. It's bad that I keep you around.
And that was my original song, Deadweight, and it welcomes you, and I welcome you, to Trio Season 6, Suite Number 2. The theme of this suite is transparency. Transparency in other people. And all three of these songs are really about the same thing. They're about a person who maybe wouldn't even normally impact me so much that I would write a song about them, and having one moment of unusual insight into that person where I really saw through all of their opacity and outside intentions to what they really were about at their core, and my thoughts on that. So Deadweight's actually a really old one. It's from summer of 1999, so it was written just after I got out of high school. And at the time, actually, I just thought it was a throwaway. I had written another lyric on a page in my notebook, which I still have for whenever we like compile my coffee table set. And I wrote it actually on the upside down of that page, because I just thought it was this lyric that was just getting tossed away. And later I came back and put music to it, and the other lyric never became anything. Now I have to turn the poetry notebook upside down every time I go back to check something about this. So Deadweight, it's been with me for a long time, and it's been through a lot of phases. At one point it was sort of like one of my singles, you know, that I would play at open mics and things. And at one point it was an Arcadi Crisis song before Gina and I really were Arcadi Crisis. It was just one of those songs that we would like jam on in my dorm room. And the last time I ever recorded it even by myself was for Trio in the fall of 2002. So that's how long it's been away. It's been over 5 years since there's been a recording of the song, which is kind of a little like, mind-blowing in a way to me, because it used such a regular feature. So I'm glad to bring it back. This next song is called Save Your Day, and it's about the same thing. It's about seeing through somebody and a remarkable moment of transparency. But there's some other elements to Save Your Day as well, and I will talk about those when you're done listening. So here is Save Your Day, and it was written in December of 2001.
Your poor little sister, you're striking out so slowly at the world you have been chipping away. with a handful of answers and a little yellow bottle that you take just like your books to school each day. And they tide you over until that pop quiz pencils out the moment. And then you have to put them all away. Your happiness will come crashing down around you then. Your misery will break just like a wave. I wish I could make you spend your time wisely. I wish that I could whisk you away. I wish you weren't just going through the motions. And I wish that I could save your day, save your day. See how many beds you can climb into, using sex to fill the void you can't escape. But I think you're finding with each encounter you're a little bit closer to the little death they claim in. Are you getting used to the feel of the morning after? It's a peculiar kind of disgrace. At the crack of dawn, you're restless to get out of there. You're on your way before you forget your name. I wish I could make you see clearly. I wish that I could help you find your way. I wish you were just going through the motions. And I wish that I could save your day, save your day. Living out your true destiny, is this the work of fate? I'd like to wager that you took a detour. Now you're on the back road. I think this is you looking for a sign, realizing you're lost and alone. What will you do with those darker, messy endings that you got left up there, tucked and framed away? I wish you would never surrender. I wish I had a shiny red cape. I wish you were just going through the motions. I wish that I could save your day. I wish I could make you see clearly. I wish that I could help you find your way. I wish you were just going through the motions. Now I wish that I could save your day. I wish I could make you spend your time wisely. I wish that I could whisk you away, yeah. I wish you were just going through the motions, baby. And I wish that I could save your day, save your day. Save your day. Save your day.
So that's Save Your Day, and there's actually an interesting anecdote about the writing of that one as well. I was reading a blog, a favorite blog of mine by now somebody who's I consider a good friend, Martha, at the time. Her blog was called Blue Like That. And she wrote some very evocative phrase to the effect of life leaving a stain on your memory like watercolors on paper. I wish her blog was still around so I could I'll have to look it up on archive.org or something. And I just remember that really striking me and sticking in my head. And I was talking to or thinking about one of our friend's younger sisters. And she was having a really rough period of her life at that point. And I was just thinking, you know, the darker things that are happening to her are never going to wash away. Like, you can never really forget those moments. And I just, this whole song right in that moment of seeing through that, you know, that she was kind of like painting these darker colors on the inside of herself that she was never going to wash out. This whole song just fell into my lap. And I wrote it very quickly as well. I this is a rare occurrence where I kind of just like demoed it and it was perfect. And I think I posted it on my blog. And one of my readers who actually writes a very infamous large-scale blog, who at the time was a reader of mine, sent me an email just said that she listened to it and just cried and put it on repeat because it was describing her. And I think that's funny because to me it was just this thing I was writing for my friend's kid sister, but you know, I put it out there and like within a few days somebody had this really kind of cathartic experience about it. So, I mean, I guess that's songwriting, you know, you have no idea that you're describing somebody's life. I guess sometimes I assume that, you know, oh, I'm going to write this song to describe people's lives. I mean, those suck. But, you know, if you are writing just something true, people find themselves in that, I guess. It's deep. Okay. So this last song is called Secret Queen. It's actually really new. I've been working on it really for the past year. It's part of what I only with slightly tongue in cheek refer to as my Madonna Justin Timberlake Fallout Boy album. Because I really want to write some songs that are upbeat that, you know, when I have a drummer, it could almost be like a little dancey. But oh, that Secret Queen. Yeah, I have some opinions about her. And she's somebody I would never think to write a song about. And then one day I thought to myself, with all of that negative energy, you could just be the biggest black hole in my galaxy. And then Secret Queen arrived. So thanks so much for listening, and tune in again in an undetermined amount of time for Trio Suite number 3. Thank you so much, and this is Secret Queen.
found a kindred spirit for a minute, but your skin changes color depending on your mood. 2 shades ago, you were my closest sister. Now, you're part of some other brood. No one else.